I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Greek Parliament voted yes, but the Greek people say no. Today, protesters in Athens threw firebombs. Riot police responded with tear gas. This after Greek lawmakers voted by a narrow margin today to push through drastic austerity measures to stop the country from defaulting on its debt. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's Tom Parry was at the Greek Parliament earlier today. It was a pretty narrow vote in Parliament there, but what did the lawmakers finally sign off on?
Well, what they've signed off on now is the latest package of austerity measures that Greece says is required if it's going to, well, get its economy back in shape and also get the bailout that it needs, or the latest installment of the bailout that it needs from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. The package involves cuts to public sector wages, cuts in social benefits, and also an increase in taxes for just about everybody in Greece. There's also measures to fight tax evasion. But I guess the thing that has a lot of people talking here is the move to privatize a lot of government-owned assets, things like airports, seaports, electricity companies, things like that, that have people saying that Greece is really, well, selling anything it can get its hands on to foreign investors and worrying that that's just a loss of sovereignty and just really selling out the nation's soul.
So is that what has set off the protests? And maybe you can tell us more about the protesters and who they are, because it seems as though the protests have, as we just heard, turned violent. And I wonder if there's a statement that's being made there that's more than just a response to this vote.
Well, it's an interesting dynamic here in that when you speak to really anybody here, they are angry. And it's because they say their taxes are higher, it's harder for them to get by. Certainly in the crowd today, you saw not just there was unionized workers, there were people who were taking part in the 48-hour general strike. There were, I mean, you had a hardcore group of troublemakers there, and you could see them. I mean, these are people who came equipped for a riot. They came wearing gas masks. Some of them had hammers. They were smashing away at the marble steps of some luxury hotels to try and get, make chunks of rock to throw at the police. This is what they do every time a protest breaks out in Greece, is that there's that hardcore group of radicals that come out just to battle the police. But you did see a lot more people today. I saw not just young people, but middle-aged people, older people, taunting the police, calling them names, and just pointing at the Greek parliament with utter contempt, just making rude gestures and shouting rude slogans at the politicians inside, just for what they say is just that the politicians are ignoring the voices on the street, people who are saying that enough is enough, we can't cut anymore, and no matter how loudly they say it, the politicians, as with today, just go ahead and keep on cutting.
What was the alternative, though? I mean, what do the protesters want, given the fact that if these cuts are not being made, then basically Greece is going to go bankrupt?
One thing that you keep hearing is that, well, it's not our fault. It's the banks that have done this. They blame the IMF. They blame outside forces. But honestly, I've not heard a coherent alternative plan from any of the protesters that I've spoken to out on the street. Generally, there's anger, there's rage, but it just seems almost unfocused. There's almost a disbelief that, well, this problem can't be real. When you talk to politicians, we had an opportunity to speak to one of the ministers in Prime Minister Papandreou's cabinet today, and you obviously get a very different sense from them. They say this actually is a real problem. This is something that has to be addressed, with all due speed. And there are even other people. We spoke to a former finance minister today who said that, if anything, the Greek government is not going fast enough. What they should be doing is laying off hundreds of thousands of public sector employees because, well, there's a general consensus here that the Greek public sector is bloated, that public sector workers are overpaid. And so that there are people, when you have protesters saying you're going too quickly, there are other people saying you're not going fast enough.
All right. Speaking to us from Athens, Greece, the CBC's Tom Parry. Thank you.
Thank you.